Please remain standing if you are able. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I would like to say before I get into the message, but usually this is included in the message as well, so I'm not going to say that. But it sure is nice to see all of you this morning. Amen. What a blessing it is for us to worship our resurrected Christ together. So thank you for being here, and I expect to see you 7 days from now. For some of you, but Paul, that's a commute. That's crazy. Okay, I'll see you in the spirit, so go to church. Amen to that. Had to throw that in. I need to tell you about something. My wife and I, we haven't had cable for quite some time, and it's a choice. It's a choice. We'd much rather be outside than to allow ourselves to become attached to a TV show or just TV itself. But unfortunately, that means I miss all football games. I know only a few of you laughed. Others were in tears. I felt it. So this is how I usually watch football during the fall. Saturday, that's the only day I really watch football. Saturday, the best games are on, and I'm watching them on Gamecast on ESPN.com, just watching the scores get updated and watching the plays-by-plays roll across the screen, just trying to create an image in my mind. But on Sunday, yes, on Sunday, I find the ones that are most important to me, and I go to the watchESPN.com. And what you can do there is those football games that were televised on Saturday, you can watch them for free as a replay on Sunday. So no matter if I know the score or not, whether or not I've seen the highlights, I guarantee you I'm watching the game a day late, and I'm just as excited as everybody else was in real time on Saturday. Now you're wondering, awesome, I came to church and we're talking about football. No, not today. As a pastor and truthfully as a Christian, I'm not going to lie, Christmas and Easter come every year. Okay, big shock, I know. And each and every year I'm like, woo, I twirl the banner, I'm like, okay, yay, Christ is born. All right, it happened the same way, the story has been told the same way. And same with Easter. Some of you have come here because you're sitting with your family, you didn't come to worship. You know the story already. You've heard it a few times. But you know it. You've seen the movie. And that's exactly how it could be and how it has been, not every year in my life, but most years. Where is this another celebration? Another time to be with family. Well, we got to sit through church for an hour or an hour and a half. It depends on who's speaking. But, you know, the real fun gets started after church. For those of you who allowed yourself to experience Christ during the season of Lent, you will understand what I'm talking about this morning. For those of you who don't, I hope you become jealous. And I hope that you feel a void within your heart of something that you could have received, but you chose something else over Christ. The very first day of Lent, Ash Wednesday, I was like, you know, I've never fasted before. I'm going to fast. Thursday came. I can't do this. I'm not lying, but my time will come. But I think I did it out of pride. I believe I chose fast out of pride because what God eventually gave Alexis and I was a true gift that we are so grateful for. And some of you, you might already have this established within your household. And praise God for that. But with us having three kids, which within 3.5-4 years, we're kind of busy. And so getting the kids to bed is like punting on a third down. You just do it. Please, go to bed. Love you. Lay down. But for every day, we have gathered in a circle, in the family, and the members that God has blessed us with, and we individually say a prayer. And most of the time, Abby is the manager. You pray. Your turn. Your turn. And we pray in that order. And the growth they have experienced in praying, to see them grow as a child of God, and to see how this small, simple 5 to 20 minutes, if one of them's highly distracting, that small act has blessed Alexis and I and our kids more than we could have ever imagined. Because we allowed God to come into our lives in a time where He was not present. All prior before this year's Ash Wednesday, literally, go to bed. You want juice, you want milk, great, drink it, go to bed. And please, don't get back up until next morning. Lent has been a time for much growth in my life. Worshiping with my children through prayer, seeing them pray about ceiling fans or lights or blankets or teddy bears, to where one of them will say, "Mommy," and lay a hand upon Mommy's head, and say, "Daddy," and lay a hand upon Daddy's head, and so forth with the rest. And to pray for our families and to thank God for this world and so forth is something that I will never forget and that Alexis and I will never stop doing. What did you do this season of Lent? What prepared your heart to become open for the presence of God? What about Holy Week? Oh, we were so grateful. We're so blessed to have the prayer station set up in the Wesley Hall this last week of Holy Week. It was amazing. So beautiful. Such a great moment for personal time to come, to kneel, to feel the wheat, to experience, to smell the scents, to feel and to experience the journey. Did you attend Holy Week somewhere? Did you go to a Maundy Thursday? Did you go to a Good Friday? Did you have, or did you participate in an Easter vigil Saturday night? For most of you, I would imagine you've been very busy. Life is difficult. I totally understand. But something I learned in the past few days that I need to pass to you is that there's a group of people, they're called CEOs. They're Christmas, Easter only. You experience the birth of Christ and you experience the resurrection of Christ. Oh, my friends. You are still so lost. How can you live a life in Christ, reflecting Christ in you, if you don't go to church during the life of Christ? How can you be a part of the resurrection if you never died on Good Friday? This past Friday, Good Friday here, was truly a night of death. Truly a night where we felt, where we experienced Jesus Christ being nailed to the cross and being hung for our sins. No one can truly experience a resurrected life if you've never died first. And so my Easter experience that I pray that you will allow to come into your life. And believe me, you have plenty of time. In fact, you have right now. To come into the life of Christ and say, "God, I want to experience all of you. I want to experience not only your birth and resurrection, but your entire life, your ministry, the miracles, the healings, your preaching. Everything about you. And I want to die with you. I want to die with you. Because I know that is not where you end. You end never. Death does not defeat you. Your love defeats all evilness. So why is it that today is such an exciting day, even though it has happened 32 years of my life? It's because once again, God has shown me that His Word is truly alive, and it's truly applicable to my life each and every day, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what. God is living in me, and He's showing me new things each and every day.
I'm back on. Cool. I was going to say my battery is still on Good Friday.
But this day is a new day. It's a day of life. It's a day of resurrection. That if you totally missed the season of Lent and Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, if you've missed all that, I will tell you right now, then guess what? I am so thankful you are here this morning. So thankful. I just ask that you keep on. Don't stop. Allow Christ to continue to surprise you, to impress you, and to turn to you just as He did to Mary and say, "Mary, I am here. Though you look for me in the tomb and my body is not there, it's because I'm right here with you. I'm not over there. I'm right here." This morning you will come forward and receive the body and blood of Christ to create a new covenant for you and for all, bringing you back into His arms. This morning we have a celebration. We have a baptism. Of Dayton Lester will come forward soon within the service, and we'll all experience the mystery of the power of water making this child new. Brothers and sisters, you have heard the word of God. And I pray that this day forward, you are new in Christ and for Christ, serving Him in all that you do and say. Because we do serve a living God. Amen. Amen.